All right, Stace, so we got all of the lights off the back. Do you wanna go and get the ones off the front now?
Yeah, let's do the front now. Thank you so much for helping me. I don't know how I could have done this without you. I definitely couldn't have gotten up on that roof without you, because I don't do ladders. I'm so glad that you do ladders, and I just appreciate it so much, Becky, so thank you for being here today to help me.
Hey, no problem, you know? That's why we're here.
All right, let's go get the stuff over there.
Hey, is that house right there the one that you were talking about?
Yep, that's that
one
right
across
there,
the street?
Yeah, can't you tell?
They leave their lights on all year long?
Leave their lights on all year long.
Get out.
Can't. Wish I could.
Why do they leave their lights on all year?
Well, they just change the light bulbs according to the holiday throughout the year.
You're kidding me.
Nope. Do you see a smile on my face? Not kidding you one bit.
Okay, so, like, what about the 4th of July?
Oh, totally. Red, white, and blue.
Thanksgiving?
Harvest colors.
Halloween?
Black and orange.
Okay. What about Memorial Day?
Camouflage.
No way. Get out of here.
Can't. Wish I could.
That has got to be so embarrassing for this neighborhood.
Oh, it's like the huge albatross of the whole housing tract. People talk about them like there's no holiday, and here's the lights. Crazy, insane people. They change those bulbs when there's no holiday? Get this, Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Give me one reason why we should celebrate the Red Hot Chili Pepper.
Can't. Wish I could.
I don't even want to know what they do for Valentine's Day.
Ooh, no, definitely don't. But I will say this, those lights stay on all year long.
Your neighbors are kind of like Motel 6.
Oh, now that's a disturbing thought, isn't it? Never thought of it that way. But here my kids are trying to convince me to do the same thing. Hey, come on, Mom. It'd be fun to have lights up all year long. But no way. Can't do it. Day after Christmas, not a zip. Christmas in the box, in the garage, ready to move on to New Year's.
You know, you could be like those people that live down the road. They leave their lights up all year long, but only turn them on after Thanksgiving.
Oh, you mean the...
Yeah, you know, yeah.
You know, I thought about that, but that's kind of creepy.
Well, they're not that bad, I guess. I mean, your kids could have an idea.
Wait, Benedict Arnold, don't you dare go to the dark side.
Look, it's just...
I'm taking a stand here. No ifs, ands, or buts. In the box they go. Not changing my mind one bit.
All right.
In the box they go.
Okay, so do you want my help or not?
I really do want your help. We need to get the front.
Okay.
And the lawn. And the projector light.
Let me go get my gloves for that one, and then I'll be right back. Hang on.
Thanks, man. I mean, come on, crazy people, trying to think that my kids might be right, leaving these lights on all the time. Why would I leave these lights on all the time? It's kind of nice turning them off. Of course, what am I really turning off? What do those Christmas lights represent? Oh, man. If I go thinking about changing my mind and keeping those lights up all the time, I'm going to be called as crazy as those neighbors. Of course, I remember thinking there were those shepherds. They must have been crazy. People must have thought they were crazy. Listening to angels, following stars, going all the way to a stable to see a baby. These shepherds, oh, they must have been crazy. They didn't turn their lights off, did they? Oh, geez. Am I really thinking twice about this? I'm going to be the crazy person in the neighborhood. Because I'm probably already the crazy person in the neighborhood, because here I am in my front yard talking to myself about crazy Christmas lights that should be packed up and put in my garage. What in the world am I doing? Oh,
all right.
Thank goodness.
I got my gloves. I'm ready.
I don't think those are the gloves that we were talking about.
These are the only ones I could find.
All right. You ready to get this done?
Yeah?
You ready to get this done? Because I think I've changed my mind.
You're going to leave your lights on?
I'm going to leave my lights on.
For how long?
All year.
All year?
All year.
Oh, Stace, you're going to get ridiculed for that. You're going to be the one, everyone's going to be all talking behind your back saying, ooh, that Methodist pastor, she's a little wacko.
I know.
You're going to be like, you're just going to be another one of those guys across the street.
Absolutely.
Why? Why the change of heart all of a sudden?
Because of the shepherds.
The shepherds?
The shepherds.
All right, so you want to be all stinky and live out in the fields?
Nope, don't want to be stinky, don't want to live in the fields.
You want to carry a staff and be followed around by a bunch of sheep?
Not going to carry a staff, no sheep following me, but I think I'm going to start following Jesus.
And you need Christmas lights to follow Jesus?
I don't need Christmas lights to follow Jesus.
I am so lost.
But I think I'm finally found.
Oh, jeez. Okay, how about you shine a little light on it for me?
It's exactly what I want to do.
I don't get you. First, you want to be a shepherd, but you don't want to be followed by sheep. And then you say you want to follow Jesus, but my Bible doesn't say anything about needing Christmas lights to follow Jesus. What in the world happened to you while I was getting these gloves?
Well, while you were getting your gloves, I began to look at the lights, and I was thinking about the stars.
Oh, geez. First shepherds, then sheep, and then stars and lights, and I can't take it anymore.
Oh, just have a little patience. So here I was, looking at the lights, and they made me think of the stars, and the stars made me think about the shepherds following the stars to get to the baby Jesus. They followed the star, they found the baby Jesus, and when they got there, they got to see God's grand entrance into this world. And when they left the stable, they didn't pack Christmas up and put baby Jesus away. They walked out of that stable praising God and telling everybody about the good news. They weren't crazy. They went down in the history books, and we still study in them today.
I get all that. I do. I really get it. But what does any of that have to do with Christmas lights?
Oh, because I don't want to pack up the joy of Christmas and stick it in the box in the garage anymore. I want my heart to not be this empty shell that people don't see from the outside. I want to live the light on the outside, and the Christmas lights help me do that. I want to be like the shepherds, carrying the message. Period. Done.
Through camouflage and chili peppers?
No. Through a year-long commitment of my faith lived out.
Okay, I get it, but this world's a dark place. That's going to be pretty tough.
True, but the Gospel of John says the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness does not overcome it. What if God is challenging me to be that light in the darkness, to bring joy and hope into the world that needs it more and more every day? What if that's what the lights are reminding me of, to be the light in the darkness?
You know what? Then I say let your light shine. Maybe could you help me with lights at my house?
But you never put lights on your house.
That's because I'm afraid of heights.
But you were just on my roof taking my lights down.
Well, that's because you're my best friend and you needed my help, so I'll do anything for you.
Oh my gosh, your light is shining so bright, I need sunglasses. Hey, let me help you go get those lights on. Maybe I'll get on the ladder for you. Let's let that light shine all year long.
So the question is, how are you going to let your light shine in the new year?
Let's get the lights. Let's get the lights. And while we get the lights, let's invite the congregation to sing in response.